Our gospel reading for today starts out with Jesus being pretty upfront with his disciples. He says that he has a whole lot to tell them, but they're going to have a hard time hearing it. The English text uses the word to bear. The Greek word there, bastazo, means to accept. Jesus is saying that they're going to have a hard time accepting and believing what he is going to say to them. Then it seems smack dab right in the middle of the narrative, Jesus sets up the disciples with a big old brain teaser, a riddle of sorts. So in the spirit of things, I have a riddle for you to start off the sermon. Listen closely. What occurs once every minute, twice in every moment, yet never in 1,000 years? You've probably guessed it. The answer is the letter M. Well, maybe that one was a little too easy. So let's try another one. Who makes it but has no need of it? Who buys it but doesn't use it? Who uses it but can neither see it or feel it? What is it? The disciples had that same look on their face as you do right now when Jesus spoke these words to him. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. From verse 16. For us on this side of the crucifixion, it may not seem like much of a riddle. This conversation with the disciples takes place on Maundy Thursday, the night when Jesus was betrayed. We know that soon the disciples will see Jesus put on trial, beaten, tortured, hanging on a tree, dead, and buried. Then they will no longer see him when the stone to the tomb is rolled in place, the door to the grave slammed shut. Verse 20 attests to the state of the disciples during this time when Jesus is in the grave. Jesus, knowing what is to come as if it's already past, says that they will sob with loud, unrestrained weeping and lament, with loud wails and cries for the dead. For their beloved Lord and Master will have died a criminal's death. The world will rejoice, intensifying the weeping and the wailing of the disciples. For their Lord and their Master lay a bloody corpse, the world having perpetuated its murderous plot to its gory and catastrophic end. He will spend 3 days in the tomb, unseen by the disciples. He will have descended into hell sometime during those 3 days and declared his victory over Satan, only to emerge again in a little while on that Easter morning, victorious over sin, death, and the devil. The disciples and the people see him again. Jesus brings a new energy into their tired, hopeless lives and turn their sorrow into joy. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, in a little while, you will see me. The riddle seems to be solved. But there may be another possibility. The first period of a little while is the period of Jesus' life and ministry here on earth. The second time period, when we will see him no longer, is the age that we're living in right now. After this period is over, at the time set by the Father, Jesus will return and we will see him. Everyone will see him on Judgment Day. The gospel writer Matthew records in his book, "But concerning that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only." From chapter 24, verse 36. Matthew goes on to write, "Before him will be gathered all the nations. He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. The goats go to eternal punishment, but the sheep to eternal life. This could be another possible answer to the riddle. A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. The third possibility is that the two time periods are not two consecutive periods, but actually two different perspectives. The first one is the perspective of the world. Two chapters earlier, Jesus actually says in John 14, 18 and 19, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. So the first part of the riddle, a little while and you will not see me, is the perspective of the world. And it is true, the disciples and the world no longer see Jesus. He has literally gone away. I think we see this evidence around us in the world today. The war rages on in Europe, in the United States, and in each one of us. We fight a battle over who is to be our God each day. Is it money, things, substances, our bodies, our egos? The struggle for control is real and sometimes very brutal. Many are willing and all too eager to kill one another to have their way, all in the name of me. If I want what you have, I will kill you to take it from you, whether it is your iPhone or your natural resources. Me, me, me. If I happen to get pregnant when it's not convenient, I'll kill that clump of cells, and my schedule suddenly opens up. It's all about me. How has this become our world today? How has the devil succeeded in creating such chaos? Many believe God, like Elvis, has left the building, if he was ever real in the first place. Yet for the believer, he is just as real today as he was for the disciples who walked with him, who talked with him, who learned at his feet, who wept when they saw him tortured and crucified, who cried tears of joy when they met him again in the upper room. He walks with the believer through faith, talks with the faithful in prayer, and teaches the learned through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He is very real and comforting to the one who communes. As the bread and the wine touches their lips, the body and the blood of the Savior, Jesus Christ, fortifying their faith, forgiving their trespasses, and reserving their spot in the heavenly banquet hall where they will dine forever with the angels and the archangels, with all the hosts of heaven at the feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which will have no end. We may not see Jesus in the flesh, but through our eyes of faith, we see him more clearly now than those who came before us. This gospel truth prompted John to write as some of his last words, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." The second perspective, that of believers, is seeing with the eyes of faith. But there's also the second part of the riddle. And again, in a little while, you will see me. As believers, we look with expectation when we will see Jesus again on Resurrection Day, when all of humanity will see him again. On that day, he will return to judge the living and the dead. He will separate the sheep from the goats to everlasting torment, but the sheep to eternal bliss. As things stand in the world today, it seems like that day is coming soon. But that has been the thought of many throughout the ages. Just think of what must have been going through the minds of those who lived through World War I or the Great Depression, World War II, or even the silliness of Y2K. Any significant historical event can cause these thoughts to surface. I think the Monday night Bible study class can agree. The main thing we took away from studying the book of Daniel was that no matter what happens, no matter what chaos or turmoil we Christians go through before the end, God wins. End of story. And maybe that's the problem with this riddle. There is no answer for us to figure out, no play on words for us to overcome. Whether we see Jesus or we don't see Jesus with our eyes, we know through faith that he's always with us. That's something the disciples didn't understand that we do. It's not that important that we understand, a little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while you will see me. What is important is that we understand and believe that Jesus, whether we see him or not, never leaves us, forsakes us, or abandons us. And in that promise, our hearts can take comfort and rejoice, and no one can take that joy from you. Come to think of it, we started with two riddles, and I never gave you the answer to the second one. So here it is again. Who makes it but has no need of it? Who buys it but does not use it? Who uses it but can neither see it or feel it? What is it? The answer is a coffin. You might think that's a morbid way to end the sermon, but think of it this way. The one who uses it will not need it for long, for in a little while the Lord will come again, and for us, his redeemed, all the sorrow of death will be turned into the all-surpassing joy of the resurrection to eternal life. Amen? Amen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.